This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Daniel Cormier is a 42-year-old retired professional MMA fighter and amateur wrestler.
Yeah.
He is a former Ultimate Fighting champion. Cormier is also the second fighter in the UFC to hold titles in two weight classes simultaneously and is the first to defend those titles, or was the first to defend those two titles in two divisions. Cormier is currently an analyst and commentator for the UFC, and while he was working as an analyst at UFC 261, Jake Paul, who was in attendance, started to heckle him. He didn't like it.
I was sitting at the table, and somebody said, "Oh, Jake Paul's here." So I look behind me, and he's like making faces at me and waving at me. He's like waving at me and making faces. I'm like, what in the world is happening? Like, what is happening?
In the middle of the broadcast.
Well, yeah. I'm like, this 24-year-old kid, he's heckling me.
Right.
He's heckling me. He's like a troll, but like a famous troll.
So at that point, Cormier wants to approach him, and he's going to as soon as he gets a chance.
Okay. So I just went over there. Because, again, like the whole time after he's doing that, I'm just in my mind, like it's all I can think about.
Jake Paul already won the battle of wits right there because all he can think about.
Right, now
I am actually
head.
Broadcasting this fight. We're eventually going to have Usman and Masvidal, and the only thing I can think of is Jake Paul. So he heads over there, and he wants to say something to him, and Jake's quickly surrounded by his security team.
Quickly.
And Jake starts telling Cormier to do what?
Like, we'll sign the contract. I'm like, come on. Sign the contract. What are you talking about, sign the contract? What contract are you referring to? Sign the contract. What are you talking about? Sign the contract. There is no contract.
There's no contract.
Right.
What are you talking about? So at that point, it was in his head, Cormier decides, okay, sign a contract. I'll fight him.
I made my money as the heavyweight champion of the world. I don't have to chase a payday. This kid wants to fight. Okay, I'll fight him. But it'll be a mixed martial arts competition. I'll fight him all the way down to 205. I'm living happy. I'm fat. I'm healthy. I'll go all the way down to 205 to fight this kid in mixed martial arts.
Yes, and he told Jake. He goes, I'll take the fight.
You really want to fight me? Fight me in a mixed martial arts competition. I'll go all the way back to 205, and I'm going to smash him. Fight me in mixed martial arts, and I'm going to torture you, and I'm going to rip his face apart. I'm going to hurt the kid, and I will teach these kids not to continue to do this with people like me.
There's no way Jake
is
going to
do it.
He's never going to get it. No.
Of course not.
He's not a martial artist. He's a boxer.
Cormier would destroy him. Yeah.
By the way, the Triller thing that made a lot of money for Jake Paul, fighting and beating Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Well, now Triller has filed lawsuits against 11 websites and over 100 unnamed people in a complaint saying that they basically stole the stream and sold it.
Oh, my God.
They stole the stream and sold it. They would like $100 million.
Wow. They crushed down on that stuff. Dude.
All right. Now, moments ago, we were talking about Daniel Cormier. Let's talk about Dustin Poirier. He is scheduled to fight Conor McGregor, and they had a spat, back-and-forth spat earlier this month. Conor McGregor.
Happy to be here.
Was basically calling him out over his Good Fight Foundation, basically alleging there's some it's a shady operation. Whereas Poirier was saying that McGregor back in October promised to make a $500,000 donation to the charity. Well, it turns out that McGregor has just done that. He gave him $500,000 for the charity. Everything's water under the bridge. So the two, I guess they can fight at some point here. I don't know when that fight's going to be. Do you?
Wow. End of the summer, I think.
Yeah.
I want to say it's June or July or something, but I'm not sure.
Well, more Conor McGregor news. A lookalike, a guy that looks a lot like Conor McGregor, has been sentenced to years in prison, at least three, before he can get out, for pretending to be Conor and selling drugs. He was pretending to be Conor McGregor while selling drugs. As if Conor McGregor would need to sell drugs.
Yeah, as if.
Right. It's 34-year-old Mark Nye. He was pulled over last February trying to dump a package of illegal narcotics. He had two cell phones. He allegedly did tell the cops he was Conor, as they found business cards that said McGregor's.
Did they really?
McGregor Enterprises inside the car. He was passing himself off as Conor McGregor all over.
Is he Irish?
Yes.
Okay, I missed that part.
Man.
Back in April of 2019, Conor McGregor, another Conor story, came under fire for punching a man in the Marble Arch pub after the guy twice refused to take a drink from McGregor's own Proper 12 whiskey.
If you won't drink my whiskey,
we saw the video, and it appeared as if Connor sucker punched the 15-year-old. Before,
the 50-year-old.
Yeah, before being dragged away from the bar.
Yeah.
After the incident, McGregor was fined and had to apologize, which is what he did. However, just the other day, he purchased the pub for millions of dollars, and his first order of business was to ban that guy that he sucker punched from ever coming yeah. back in.
To his own local pub.
Yes.
Which, you know, in the pub world, in the pub lifestyle, that's like a clubhouse. That's your neighborhood. That's where you see your friends and neighbors.
And they all want to go there because Conor McGregor now owns the pub.
Yeah.
It's Conor's.
Well, this guy might not want to go there.
He might buy you a whiskey. Yeah.
The New York Knicks were looking to extend their win streak to 10 straight games last night. They were hosting the Phoenix Suns at Madison Square Garden. Less than a minute to play, leading. They were trailing 113-110. And that's when point guard Chris Paul, who quietly has had a phenomenal year, put the dagger through. He had this ridiculous loop, you know, just launched this ball. It was only a two, but it was enough to put him up 115-110. They go on to a 118-110 victory over the Knicks. Fortunately for the Knicks, the Atlanta Hawks also lost. They lost somehow to the Pistons in Detroit, so the Knicks and the Hawks remain in a virtual tie for fourth in the Eastern Conference. The 76ers, they off the schneid. They lost four in a row. They beat the Thunder last night. The Wizards' playoff hopes took a hit. They lose an OT at home to the Spurs. The Utah Jazz, still without the services of Donovan Mitchell, lost again to the Timberwolves. In New Orleans, the Pelicans beat the Clippers. Yeah. The Nuggets beat the Grizzlies. Bulls over the Heat. Lakers topped Orlando. The Orioles doubled up the Yankees 4-2. The Yankees, I think, have now lost like three in a row at Camden Yards. It's been years since they've done that. The Braves, 8-7 winners over the Cubs. The Phillies on the road in St. Louis, take down the Cardinals 2-1. Rockies 12-0 winners. Excuse me, the Giants 12-0 winners over the Rockies. Reds beat the Dodgers in L.A. On the ice, just one game worth noting. The Carolina Hurricanes lost in overtime to the Dallas Stars 4-3. However, in hockey, a hockey team is awarded 2 points for a victory. However, if a team loses but pushes that game into overtime, said team gets 1 point. By virtue of the 1 point that the Hurricanes scored in the overtime loss last night, they became the first team in the Eastern Conference to secure a playoff spot. They are in.
Oh, wow.
Here's your fun fact.
Wow. They would have made it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not a fun fact, but it's something, it's a public service announcement. Mm-hmm. 30 years ago, you had an average of 17 minutes to escape a house fire. Today, you have an average of 4 minutes.
What now? Go back that up again.
30 years ago, you had an average of 17 minutes to escape a house fire.
Okay.
Today, you have an average of 4 minutes.
That's because of the materials.
Yes.
Wow. Whether it's what your sofa's made out of or the walls or whatever.
You think you got time, you don't.
I'm surprised it didn't go the other way.
Yeah, I did too.
Me too.
I too.
Like things aren't more robust.